Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to another edition of the CWSC Friday Roundtable. I am your host this morning, Latifa A. Hameen and Martha Nyla Abdullah. I will come to you for the first hour, and she will be for the second hour, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasulullah. I bear witness that there is no God but the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, we cannot manage this life alone by ourselves. Please make our life what you want it to be or what you prefer it to be. Do not allow us to act on our own. Help us to act only in obedience to you, Almighty God, Allah. We hear and we obey. Oh Allah, you are our Lord. There is no God but you. You created us, and we are your servants, and we uphold our covenant to you as much as we're able. We seek refuge with you from the evil that we have done. We acknowledge your favor, and we acknowledge our sins. So please forgive us. Indeed, there is none that can forgive sins except for you. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Again, Jumar Mubarak. We thank Almighty God Allah for blessing us to see this beautiful Juma Day, which is the Muslim's prayer day. So we're so thankful this morning. And as always, we are thankful to the listening audience. Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate you as well. And on this Friday, and the first week of December, we will be featuring the first hour, A Time to Be Grateful, which will be Time to Be Grateful will be in December 7th to the 11th, inshallah. And we have this morning, I'm going to bring forward Mujahideen, and he will be talking more about A Time to Be Grateful, and I'm pretty sure some other staff members will be on. I'm going to bring him forward. Assalamu alaikum, Mujahideen.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah. Look, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful to see another day. Alhamdulillah.
Absolutely.
You know, Alhamdulillah. All right, and I'm going to turn it over to you. Did any of your staff come on this morning, or is it just you?
The Joan should be also in the queue.
Who?
The national chair, Sister Joan.
Okay. Oh, Sister Joan is on as well. Okay. Let me open up her mic. You know, I don't know numbers by heart here. I happen to know your number because I looked it up here. All right. Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure I open up the correct one. All right. 812. All right. Yes, she is. Oh. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Joan.
Walaikum assalam, Sister Latifah. I am so happy, as you said, to be on another day to get it right and to ask Allah for forgiveness. Another day, another day.
I know that's
and,
right.
Yes. And I just want to mention, too, we have a impromptu workshop presenter, Malik, from True Detergent, Malik Salam from True Detergent. He is one of our presenters at the Time to Be Grateful workshop. So he'll be joining us as well from the 404 number.
Oh, I see there. Okay, I'm opening up his mic as well. All right, well, Joan, I'm going to turn it over to you. His mic is open. Mujahideen's mic is open. So I'm going to turn it over to you. And then you can get started, and you can bring them in as you choose, inshallah. All right. Turning it over to you, Joan.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Dear Believers, the radio audience. I just want to say that it is a time to be grateful. I am here as the national chair of the Muslim Journal, A Time to Be Grateful. I am so delighted that we are hosting in New Jersey area the 19th annual A Time to Be Grateful conference. It's a conference now because it is 4 days of engaging workshops, activities to bring spiritual awareness, and also, most of all, exposure for the Muslim Journal to increase subscription and to sustain our paper to keep the legacy for future generations. So I am delighted to be working with a core planning team that consists of New Freedom Exchange members and Vicky Adu Salam, and a planning team that is encompasses of people from Washington, people from Philly, people from Connecticut, people from all parts of New Jersey. And this year we're going to be at the Hilton Netherlands. It's a wonderful venue, and it is just one of those things where you're going to be in the spirit of Muslims. So we just can't wait for everyone to go look at what's going to be taking place by going to www.masjidahaq.com or www.muslimjournal.net/ATTBG, and you will see the weekend lineup. So today, Malik Saleem is one of the workshop presenters, and he is going to talk more about how this year we are engaging the young adults more, but he's going to talk more about business opportunities. As we've done in the past, we were all about business opportunities at a young age and about doing for self, and I think Brother Malik Saleem is still on that wave that we can still do that.
All right. Malik, your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Yeah, this is Malik Saleem. Thank you for having me on. I'm from a group of brothers in Atlanta with True Detergent, or True Products.
All right. Okay, you can continue, Malik.
And we will have a workshop. We plan a workshop with the Muslim Journal committee. So we're going to actually produce. We're going to show our members how to product. It's called product and products development. It's a 12-point plan to show you exactly how you could implement to make a product. To find an essential item to make the product and have it in your business for sale. So I don't know exactly what time we'll be presenting, but it's called product and product development. As you know, we have to have business in our community. We have to turn money in our community, and we'll actually show the people how, just like with the True Detergent, how Muslim Journal is also benefiting from True Products. So we'll be able to show exactly how we could turn this $1.4 trillion over in our community. We want a percentage of that $1.4 trillion that we spend out currently to other communities. We want to direct that money back to our communities. One of the ways to do it is by products. We have young people in our community have produced products. We have a sister and a brother out of Columbus, Ohio, where they produced a brownages. And we should all have brownages in our house. It's a Band-Aid product, but it's called brownages. We also have a brother who produce a Cora Oral toothbrush. So we have many items that we have produced over the last 5 years. And these are essential items that household products. We have towels. We have bed sheets. We have many things. And this is a way for us to keep that money turning in our community to help our families.
Sounds really interesting. Are you all going to introduce all of the products, all of the different products at the workshop as well?
We'll have all the products at the workshop, and we'll have samples of products that people in our community, members of our community, can look at those products, and they could possibly produce, brand those products and produce those products and sell it themselves. We have to be about the business of having products because we buy products. So we should be buying from ourselves.
Yes, yes, I agree with that. Alhamdulillah. Wow, that's exciting. Brother Malik, thank you for sharing. That's really exciting. And then now we have people on that may not be able to attend, but before we conclude this program this morning, I want you to give your information out. You don't have to do that right at this moment. We're going to continue on, but before we leave out, I want to make sure that we get that over the airways so that those people that will not be able to attend, they'll have that information and they can contact you, inshallah. All righty?
Okay.
Appreciate
and also
that.
We like to invite all the members, please come to the Time to Be Grateful event in Jersey. It's a wonderful event. It's one of our biggest events of the year in our community. Actually, right now, this is our biggest event of the year. And
yes,
we invite
yes.
everyone to just come out and enjoy themselves.
Alhamdulillah. I know it's going to be huge. It's always wonderful. It's always well put together, and I'm just so excited about being able to attend. So, alhamdulillah. All right. Thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate that. All right. Well, turn it back to Joan. Joan, do you have anything you would like to add for that?
I'm excited because there is an opportunity for our community to use everyday products, and why not use these products and make them our own, where we can all profit and recycle our dollars in our community. Everyone use a toothbrush. Everyone use detergent. Everyone use a bandage. So these are everyday products that you don't even have to think about. And so it's almost like, to me, a no-brainer. I know Imam Mujahideen, he's and his family have been in business for a very long time, you know, probably two generations. So he can speak more about, again, you know, with this economy, we need to put our dollars together and we need to spend with each other. So I'm happy for Brother Malik to come in and do this workshop. And we have so many other economical development workshops, too, that's going to take place. You really have to go to the website or Facebook and see those. But I would like Imam Mujahideen to talk about business and being in business and how Time to Be Grateful have really planned to have so many opportunities and workshops that basically Sister Marcia is the head of. However, I would like my co-chair, Imam Mujahideen, to talk more about it.
All right.
Yes, thank you. All right. So I have a few minutes. I'm here to be a benefit to the community here in relation to promoting Muslim Journal of Time to Be Grateful, 19th annual, by the way. And I did want to mention the theme before we go into a little bit more about the workshops and the opportunity for business and family and community development. We have quite a few also panels that's going to address community development. But the theme this year is Words Make People, Enhancing Literacy and Culture for Future Generations. And so most of us are familiar with the expression Words Make People. We know it was even amplified initially by Imam Muhammad. And we know Imam Mukausa here also has a program called Words Make People. And the beautiful thing about this theme is that it's in line with the host masjid or the host city of Newark, mayor, who's actually going to be one of our speakers at the A Time to Be Grateful banquet. Mayor Raz Baraka has launched a citywide literacy campaign. And most of the time when we think of literacy, we think of, you know, reading and writing most of the time. But there's several other literacies. And as Sister Joan mentioned and Brother Malik mentioned about the importance of economics, there's financial literacy. There's also, of course, we know cultural literacy, but also there's different levels of community development that we have to be aware of and have our share. We know that the Quran instructs us as Muslims to seek our share, to get our share of this material world. And so family, business, and community development, along with culture and education, are all the components that we seek to address at this year's annual A Time to Be Grateful. And as Joan mentioned, it's a conference. And so there's something in it for everyone, all ages. We have young adult workshops. They'll also be facilitating and moderating, as well as having, as we always talk on this platform, the sneaker ball on that Thursday. And so we welcome the next generation. And we have some special prices as well. As Sister Joan mentioned, go to mashjidalhaq.com. That's mashjidalhaq, all one word, .com. Or go to muslimjournal.net/ATTBG-2023. That's muslimjournal.net/ATTBG-2023. And so we're happy to be a part of it, myself and my family, and our business opportunity, our team, as Sister Jung also mentioned, about connecting to the next generation. As it says in the second part of the theme is enhancing literacy and culture for future generations. Our young people are in so many different things. They have so many opportunities because of what the pioneers have laid down before us. But we don't want us to get disconnected from the work of our pioneers, and so we're bringing them in. Every phase of this planning committee and structure, we've had young adults involved in every phase.
All right. Wow. That's going to be wonderful, wonderful. Like I said, I'm excited as well about the opportunity. And I noticed also that you're adding the Thursday. Can you all speak a little bit more, you know, what prompt adding the Thursday? Usually it was Friday starting the Juma and then Saturday and Sunday ending with the breakfast and the, you know, Talim. So what was the, what prompted you all to add the Thursday this time? If you, either one of you can speak on that.
Well, I can now say that we wanted to talk to culture. So we have a culture that's unique. We have a culture that we are proud of. And on Thursday, most of the day is going to be developed around you viewing and looking through exhibits from four major museums in our community, which is Brother Amir, the Islamic Museum in Washington, D.C., the museum in Philadelphia, the Islamic Culture Museum in Jackson, and Brother New Freedom Exchange and Brother Lester Muhammad has 90 years of our experience from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to today. So we have a lot to showcase. We have a lot to be proud of. That museum exhibit is free. It takes place 11 to 5 at the Hilton Hotel, Meadowlands. So first we kick off with the press conference on Thursday. So we wanted to be able to have a room to get key events in. So Thursday was a day to be added to try to kick off the press conference to let the news, again, exposure, Muslim Journal subscription exposure. We need exposure whenever we can to let everyone know about the Muslim Journal newspaper, which represents journalism excellence. So 9 to 11, we'll kick off the press conference. Then you go into 11 to 5, the museum exhibit. But also, for you out-of-towners, and I'll let Imam Mujahideen talk about that more, for the out-of-towners, from 1 to 6, there is a tour from New York to New Jersey, and he will talk more about the, you know, the stops and the sightseeing. Then we have from 6:30 to 8:30, Muslim Journal will be recognizing and honoring the men who sold 300 papers of the Muhammad speech. So the families that are here and others and the men themselves can come and we can enjoy a celebration recognition of those men that we know we stand on their shoulders. So Muhammad's speech is the predecessor of Muslim Journal. And then we go into the night for the young adults. We're talking about age 18 to 40, so they're not that young. As Imam Mujahideen called them, they generation next now. They are now. They are doing things now. They will have a lineup of activities about leadership, and they will do it in their own style, sneaker dazzled. And so Thursday is a full day. It's a full day. So if you haven't made any plans about coming on Thursday, I think you're going to miss out. Come on Thursday as well.
Wow. Sounds like it's going to be really, really exciting. So I'm so happy, Joan, that there's so many of the young minds that have been included in this. That shows you that, you know, where we're going. And alhamdulillah, you all have the vision to see that and just getting everyone involved. That's so wonderful. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And right now we're going to go on and take a station identification break. And then we're going to come back and open up the lines to the listening audience. Anyone that have any questions or comments or concerns, press 1 to get in the queue. We'll get to you. But first of all, we want to take a station identification break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, inshallah.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
And welcome back to the Time to Be
I'm talking about a time to be grateful. It's on my mind. To the CWSC Society Roundtable, I am your host this morning, Latifa Hamid, and we have our second hour with our host, Martha Nyla Abdullah. You can connect with us online at am360.org or by 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. You can join us live in the studio by dialing 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. You can email us at info@cwsc.us or tweet us at cwsura. That's S-H-U-R-A-A. Like us on Facebook, Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 Sharing. Visit the website of our parent company at cwsc.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You're listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Together, we can remake this world into a better place. Alhamdulillah. All right, Joan, we have a caller, 347-336. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Mahatma.
Wa alaikum assalam. Love that laughter, sister. And welcome to our guest this morning. I feel so blessed to be listening in to the Friday Roundtable and hearing wonderful events that are planned for a time to be grateful. My goodness. So I'm going to adjust my agenda. I plan to register this weekend. This is Sister Mahasin and from New York. And thank Allah for the proximity that New Jersey is right over the bridge, so it will be accessible in full. I'm also going to add Thursday to my agenda after hearing planned activities that should bring us into an extreme cultural enlightenment, put us in touch with where things are really growing and expanding and happening by the sincere and diligent efforts of our community members. I'm appreciating all of the information that you're sharing, and I encourage people, if they are hearing this broadcast, I'm anticipating there might be a run on registration and tickets. So before it gets near to being sold out, I would encourage everyone to go ahead and register, get your rooms allocated and reserved to set aside if we need hotel. And I'm appreciating the information shared by those participants who are going to expand our vision in terms of the business evolution and development in our community. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the cultural expansion and the multi-generational exploration of what it is that we're doing. I'm sure there will be educational information from the broad side around the country, and I am a registered member of Muslim Journal. I have a subscription online as well as a subscription that comes via the snail mail. So this is an absolute essential part of our life to stay connected, and I commend Muslim Journal for the kind of worldwide coverage they provide for us in our living rooms. Inshallah, I'm going to stop right there, but I'm excited to hear more, and inshallah, I'll be listening. Thank you so much.
And thank you, my husband. You always give us such good stuff. When you talk, I mean, well, it's just like, wow, I'm so thankful. And thank you for sharing your thoughts on the coming event, A Time to Be Grateful. And inshallah, we'll see you there.
Inshallah. Inshallah.
Inshallah. All right. Thank you.
Sister Mahasin, assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Joan. I love you. I love you. That was such a wonderful, wonderful accolade. And if everyone can just embrace the same sentiments, we are more overly successful. Thank you for that wonderful sentiments and accolades of the time.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. All right. We have another call. Thank you so much, Sister Mahasan, inshallah. Jumma Mubarak to you. All righty. We're going to go to the next caller, 609-510. Assalamu alaikum. You're on the CWSC Friday round. Say the picture name and where you're calling from, please.
Wa alaikum assalam. My name is Kareem Beya. I'm from New Jersey. Thanks for having the call meeting. My company is First Legacy Financial Group, and I'm working with the organization, Time to Be Grateful, in the committee to help bring together a group from the, the Ex-Im Bank. And as you know, we're dealing with Africa and the National Muslim Business Council to have a presentation on Friday at right after Juma at the hotel, speaking about doing business, bringing your product and services to the world. As you know, 95% of the world economy is outside of the United States. That means you can export to Canada, you can export to Mexico. We're going to focus on exporting to Africa since we've established ourselves there. And we'll have a regional director from the Export Bank. When I say export, Ex-Im Bank, which means Export-Import Bank. As of today, October this year, this bank has did a financial lien, loan $8.7 billion to clients to do business around the world. They have programs for minority businesses. Yeah, they have programs for minority businesses. And they're reaching out to us to do business with us. So we're at the table. We're welcoming everyone to come and sit down and listen to the presentation, to get on board, to talk to us. Brother Rahim, Abdul Kareem will be there representing the National Muslim Business Council, speaking on behalf of them, for our late brother David Hassan and Sister Basima Hassan. She'll be there, inshallah. So it's going to be a beautiful program, all in all, the 4 days. I reserved my room. And by the way, if the hotel, the main hotel, is full, there's other hotels in the immediate area that you can get your room. Be in the area. Be at the event. This event is going to set the stage for what's going to happen in our community for the rest of the few years that's going on. As you know, the Council of Imams, sure, they met in Florida. They have some programs that they pull together. So we're working to pull this community, to set it up for the next decade, for the next 100 years, so that our younger generation can take the lead as they work with the OGs, because it's going to take both of us. They can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. Okay. So, bless you.
Alhamdulillah. Joan or anyone would like to comment on what was just said? This is really huge, listening audience. It's so much larger than we realize. It's something that we're building. We're building that future. This is 19 years of work, and alhamdulillah, we're so thankful and blessed to be among you guys. Joan, would you like to comment on that, on what the brother just said?
I'm going to say something, and I also want Malik and Imam Mujahideen to chime in as well. Brother Bayah is right on point, and he's definitely is setting the tone for business opportunities again, as our brother Malik Saleem. There is, at this, a time to be grateful. It is going to be extraordinary with business opportunities, community development, and an intergeneration presence of children from 5 to 17 and from 18 to 40. And the time to engage them and to engage even our pioneers or our seasoned people for us to get re-engaged. As Brother Baya has taught, you know, has mentioned that the workshop opportunities to do import-export to reach across, you know, the continent, as our Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, had vision, we are here. We are here. So I tell you, spread the word. If you don't do anything else, come to the workshop. The workshop is only $20. There's not really a registration. The workshop is the registration. You need to have a $20 workshop band to participate or see any of these opportunities. These opportunities are a minimum $20. You know, everything has embedded expenses. So attending the workshop will be your opportunity to be informed and be engaged.
Yes. And when I saw that price, $20, that you can attend any and as many workshops as you want to, I said, that's a deal. You can't beat that deal nowhere.
Alhamdulillah.
That's such a blessing. Such a blessing.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
All
right. But
Jahadim,
did you
want to
add to that, Brother Malik?
The brother, I think Baya mentioned about the Ex-Im Bank, about being able to export products across the world.
Yes, sir.
So now coming back to our community, we in the same light of producing products, because to export a product, you have to produce something.
Yes.
So we all working together in the same light. The more products we produce, the more products that we can across the world.
Yes.
And that's what the product and product development workshop will be about. It's about helping you identify a product, produce the product, and sell the product.
Yes. I'll be to your workshop, inshallah. I plan to be to your workshop, brother.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Because this is
and
is about the community.
Yes. And hopefully you can make it to ours. I think it'll be very important.
We'll be there. We'll be definitely at your workshop.
Yes. Yeah.
No, alhamdulillah. That's what I'm talking about. Networking and engaging at the time to be grateful for making it happen.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
And I'm also practicing on a few more of my dance moves, if I can make it to the dance. you know the younger generation didn't come up with breakdancing and hip hop. We did, okay. Just what it is.
Right.
There's nothing like healthy competition.
Yes, sir. I see a great future for us. That's all. I see it. It's just bright as day for me. You know, as you say, I can see it. I can taste it. I can touch it. I can feel it for us. You know, that's the way I see it. Because we got everything that we need. All we got to do is put our egos to the side, come sit at the table, and let's work. It's there.
That's right. It's all about working. It's all about collaboration, connecting.
And
we have a couple of more callers that I need to get to, inshallah. Thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate that.
Can I add one little small thing,
sir,
if you don't mind?
Yes, sir.
Technology has leveled the playing field. We can do anything, and go anywhere we want to do. Technology is going to take us there.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
You're welcome.
That. All right. We have another caller, 708-698. You're on the CWSC Friday Roundtable. State your name and where you're calling from, please. 708-698.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
This is Sister Layla Muhammad calling from New Jersey, Roselle, New Jersey. Yes, I'm calling in. I want to thank my dear Sister Joan for giving me the heads up on the text because she knows how much I support and how the Muslim Journal's growth and wide world reach is a priority for me. I just simply want to say that I'm looking forward to it as I do for every year, the last several years, over a decade or so, and invite everyone to come out to my wellness workshop where I'll be working on exercising and sharing my tidbits on how to grow and preserve and protect our brain, our mind, because we can't do any of this work that is so needed if we are not healthy. And lastly, I'd like to just remind us, because we all know this, how Imam Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Allah please grant him mercy and reward. I mean, but that he encouraged us and showed us the power that Allah gave us. And that is in our mind. When he said that man means mind. And the intellect is stimulated by reading. The Muslim Journal has done that all my life, because I'm including all the way to the Muhammad speaks. And it's very important. I applaud the Muslim Journal for having the theme of literacy, and I just invite everyone in this listening audience, but not just in the listening audience, but in the reach of the listening audience. So we're that listening, go out and get as many as we can gather and bring them to the Muslim Journal Conference in December. Thank you so much. I agree with everything that has been said, especially with the brother that said that we have more than one generation that can do this, and we need to put the egos aside and do this work. So, alhamdulillah, have a wonderful and safe day, everyone. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. Walaikum assalam.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Layla. Thank you, because Sister Layla represents the generation of to me, where the legacy continues, and the legacy continues through her and her works. She has been instrumental in engaging me and a whole another group of Muslims that has opened up a good building relationship. And they plan to be their time to be grateful this year, Compassion Found, Action Foundation. And it's just really, everyone can really network and see how Islam is so beautifully expressed and to build from that. Just build from those opportunities at a time to be grateful, or even now, just start now, just building some opportunities. Read the paper, you know, enhance your literacy, your brain, where the when you read, like as we are told, that the brain matter, you know, the matter, the dark matter, the gray matter is improved through reading. And so we know reading the Quran, reading the Muslim Journal, keeping informed, is going to keep our brain healthy. So Alhamdulillah, yes. Allah gives us so many gifts that we cannot deny.
Alhamdulillah. And we have another caller, and then after we finish the last caller here, we're going to go on and turn it back to you, Joan. We're going to wrap it up, and you can take the last 5 minutes or so to just give us, just wrap it up the way that you want to. And again, we will have the time to be grateful to have here at next month, December 1st, sorry about that, right before the next week of A Time to Be Grateful. So we're excited about that as well. 609-397. You're the CWA. State your name and where you're calling from. 609-394.
Assalamualaikum.
What is my name?
Yeah, I'm Aime Abdul from Trenton, New Jersey. I'm on the call. It's good to hear what's going on. It's time to be grateful. I'm blessed to be able to have made all the time to be grateful, except for the one in California. And reading and going over the Muslim Journal to see the lineup, and the prices are excellent. And the workshop, I'm sure, would be superb. Queen Bea is from Trenton, New Jersey, a homegrown, alhamdulillah. He's excellent at what he's doing. He's been honest for all his life, getting where he's at. And I think Allah much bless him to achieve where he's been heading to. And may Allah reward everyone on his mind, all the inputs and whatever he's doing, what's meant for us, Allah will give it to us. And I pray to see everyone there at the time to be grateful, bright, healthy, and enjoying each other's company, peace of, and loving each other, peace of be Allah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Wonderful. Anyone would like to, I'm going to turn it back over now to Joan. And then you can wrap it up with your other staff members as well. Joan?
Thank you for sharing. I just want to again say that the callers have came on today have made me feel like Allah has gave me the opportunity for the last 14 years to work with Aisha Mustafa, and now Imam Abdul Kareem Muhammad, and it's just been impactful. And when you hear listeners and communities of believers all talk about success, it's just it's one of those feelings that you feel like what you're doing and what you're working on is not in vain. And like I said, I'm working with a core group, and I'm working with so many volunteers. We're talking about volunteers of their time, and we're talking about technology and intellectual mind that have came together and did strategic planning. We had graphics from Vicky Adusalam, Kalila, Sharif. We have a young adult. His name is Daryl Davis. He helped develop the website with Bad Baltimore. We have a Muslim Journal app, alhamdulillah, coming. And with that app and working with product development and working with Africa, we are moving, and we cannot be stopped. As Imam W. Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, have quoted.
Alhamdulillah. Wow. That's exciting. So exciting. All right. Jahadeen, would you like to get in on that? And also, Malik, do you have any last words that you'd like to say?
Yeah, I'd just like to say real quick, the spirits that we hear from our pioneers and our foundation, not just pioneers, you all are our foundation that we build upon. When I listen to Sister Layla, every time I listen to Sister Layla, it brings another level of connectivity to community legacy. And when she expressed about the listening audience and the reach, and I heard her grandfather in my back of my mind listen to those tapes. He would say, go out and get the dead, right? And so the spirit that we have here on this call, inshallah, we'll be able to present it on full display that weekend. That's the 7th, December 7th to the 10th, starting Thursday all the way up to Sunday. You can get your tickets. All tickets are online at muslimjournal.net/G-2023. That's muslimjournal.net/ATTBG-2023, as well as the host matches. And our dear brother, Imam Kareem Muhammad, has so many hats, and I'm honored to work with him on the new board of directors. And he's also the president of the new board of directors, and he has many hats, as well as the imam at the masjid, and also a developer, and so forth. So it's our pleasure to be among living giants, and we invite all to come. And I'll close with this. One of my favorite quotes from the imam, he would say, there's room for all as long as all respect the room. And so we know this is a fitna-free zone, and we love our community.
Alhamdulillah. Malik, would you like to have some last words?
I would like to thank the Time to Be Grateful community for inviting me on. But I'd like to share with inspiration piece from the Imam W.D. Muhammad. He said, and this has helped me out a lot all the way through my 19 years of working in overseas. He said, when you have a mind to invest in something that benefit more than yourself, something that benefit people after you when you are dead, then you also have the aspiration that will get you not only help from intelligent people, but also help from God and his angels, Imam W.D. Muhammad. And that had, I stay with that all the time because I bear witness that that is 1,000% correct.
Alhamdulillah.
Wow.
Ooh. That was deep. Yeah, that was deep, Brother Malik. Follow the imam to the logical conclusion.
Logical conclusion, yes. He said you will get help from God and his angels, and I bear witness.
Alhamdulillah. That sounds. Ooh. So elated this morning to be among you all, just to be here on the CWSC Friday Roundtable. I can feel the spirit. I feel the warmth. I feel the enthusiasm. And it just really gets us going. So thank you all for joining us this morning. Look forward to having you all back on December the 1st to wrap it all up prior to the time to be grateful. On the 7th to the 11th, to the 10th. And so, alhamdulillah. All right, we're going to sign off now. Joan, would you like to say anything else before we conclude? We're going to bring on Martha Nyla Abdullah. She is going to have our next set of guests that are here this morning. Anything else
you'd
like to say?
Thank you, Sister Latifah.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Latifah.
Oh, you're welcome. That's our brothers. That's our brothers respecting our sisters. I just want to say that it is a time to be grateful. You can support 24/7, 365. You can go to muslimjournal.net. You can get a subscription. You can get a subscription just because you have one. You can get another one. You can donate. You can become, you're still time to become a patron. For $25, you can become a patron. You can support Muslim Journal 24/7, 365. It is a time to be grateful.
Thank you so much, Joan, and everyone else that have joined us, Malik, Brother Imam Mujahideen. Thank you all so, so much. And inshallah, we look forward to next month, and we look forward to seeing you all. I know it's going to be a wonderful event. Alhamdulillah. Jumma Mubarak to you all, and have a most pleasant rest of your day here, inshallah. We're going to move out the way so Martha Nada Abdullah can come in. So thank you so much. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and a Jumma Mubarak.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to North New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there. Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. I hope to see you there.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sapreeta Hadi, host of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
And you are welcome. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of all of mankind. And with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we openly declare that Allah, the one God, is the one God, and there are absolutely no partners with Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone, and thank you for being here. Thank you, Latifa Hameen. Beautiful, beautiful presentation, representation from A Time to Be Grateful, all who presented, definitely the two, I say, co-workers, that of Joan Najiullah and Mujahideen Muhammad, and those who connected also with their comments and the sharing from our dear brother for the business part. All of it is great, and it is an even flow of this life that we have connected ourselves with. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, your host for now, this hour on CWSC, the Community Wise Share Conference, Friday Roundtable. And as everyone has come forth and expressed themselves, the peace is what I'm going to direct our attention to, the peace. And we know that Almighty God is the peace. And the times are tough. And so if we're struggling, definitely with our mental health selves, which attacks or it connects, it is connected with our spiritual self, then the advice is, first is to humble our thinking, you know, go into an humble place where we can truly search our soul, search our heart, search our mind, and just ask for guidance from the Almighty. Times are tough. There's no other way to say that. That's addressing all of the atrocities around the globe that we hear about. And then individually, in our family lives, we are experiencing tough times. But the resolve of it all is to turn to the Creator. And how do we do that turning? We turn with our thinking, with our intent, that, oh God, and just cry out if we have to, asking the Almighty. The Almighty hears our silent plea and hears our spoken plea. And, of course, be ready for the resolve. So praise be to Almighty God. That is a prayer, I mean, to the Almighty for us all. Again, greetings of peace to everyone, and thank you for being here as we get ready now for a process that CWSC is presenting, and that is getting to know those who are involved as directors of CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. Yes, we are faith-based. Yes, we are 501c3 status with the the United States Treasury, but besides that, we are connecting. We're networking for the purpose of being connected as human first, and as then as our racial selves, yes, and then as understanding that we're part of the whole human family. And in order to think in that manner, then we connect with those of like minds to do certain works. And we each have our expertise, our skills, and we come with our experiences. And that is none less today our guest. I'm really enthused to reintroduce this person to you. And as I'm going to read the bio before I even give their name and open their mic, this bio, this person is a native of Philadelphia, has resided in Trenton, New Jersey since 2000 as a licensed social worker. She is currently semi-retired. She works part-time for a Muslim attorney in South Jersey. As a volunteer, her volunteer activities, she is the political action chair on the executive committee of the NAACP, the Trenton, New Jersey chapter. Along with presenting current events to the general membership, she often encourages them to write letters to their congresspersons, as well as to the local council elected officials, vying for justice of a current political nature. As of February 2020, she received the President's Award for Excellent Leadership and Community Involvement. In addition, in 2016, she volunteered in Philadelphia for the Hillary Clinton for President campaign. In 2008, she volunteered for a week at the Denver, Colorado Democratic National Convention. That's a week. And again in 2012 for none other than the Obama reelection campaign in Charlotte, North Carolina. I bring to you, to many, introduce again to many, Patricia Nima Mohammed. And we give the greetings to Patricia Nima Mohammed. Patricia, press 1, and we'll open your mic. Press 1, and that'll bring you to the top. And everyone, please connect with me. Join me in giving the greetings of peace and Juma Mubarak to our dear sister, Patricia Nima Mohammed. Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam, Juma Mubarak family. I'm so happy to be on this morning to present.
Good. And we are so thankful to have you. You know, I know, Patricia, we can't put in a box right now for everyone to understand, to know how we've connected and how we've to even get to this point of being able to communicate now to the audience and to whomever is listening later what our intentions are. So I wanted to start by asking you before I have questions that I'm going to ask of you, but if you don't mind, share in general what you like of us for us to know of you, family, friends, involvement beyond what we shared just a moment ago, and any of your other interests, please, by all means. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You just about summed it up. I am married to our dear Prince Muhammad, and you met him several times. And I serve in the community. Like you said, I've been a member with NAACP for many years and been politically involved in my area. As my family, I'm from Philadelphia, and I've been in the Trenton area since 2000, made Hajj in 2001, inshallah, I want to make Umrah in 2024, January 2024, came into the community in 1975. I can't think of anything else except my interest is just to serve in any way I can. That's one reason why I went back late in my life to study a social work, because I was always had that type of spirit where I wanted to give. So I said, well, maybe I'll just go back and get some letters behind my name so I can get paid for it, you know, even though, you know, I'm getting paid in a lot of
yeah.
much more. But, you know, so that's about it. That's about all I can think of. And I think you said it all in the bio as well.
Thank you. But let me ask you a certain question, and this has to deal with growing up in your childhood days. What kind of hobbies did you enjoy doing?
Growing up, I mostly enjoyed sewing, sewing and singing. You know, I really enjoyed that. And as I used to dream of waking up on Christmas and going downstairs and my family having a piano downstairs for me. And every Christmas I would run down and didn't see anything like that. So I just left it alone. I never asked for a piano, but I just thought that if I had a piano, I would be like maybe Aretha Franklin or someone. One would just sit down at the piano and just start playing it without being taught. I always envision that. But growing up, I have one brother. Right now he lives in California, and he has three grown children and grandchildren. I have one son. I don't have any grandchildren. And both my parents deceased recently, my mom in 2020, my dad in 23 earlier this year. They were both in their upper 90s, mom 92 and my dad 96. So, inshallah, I'll live a long, full life as they did. Maybe it'll be in the genes. Allah is the best knower. And, that's about it.
Okay. And one other question in that line, what subjects in school stood out more to you?
History. You know, people, when I used to, when I worked at Temple years ago, people used to walk up to me in the elevator. We would have like just a short conversation, and they would say, "Are you a teacher?" And so many people would ask me that, and I was really surprised. I was, what makes them think that I'm a teacher? You know, so I think maybe it was the way I would present myself or something. And then that kind of stuck in my head that, well, maybe I should become a teacher. But I never did, but I was always interested in history coming up.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it's amazing how those things, they're like trimmings that align ourselves with, and we push it into the back perhaps, because sometimes before you got into the social work or into even politics or participating through the NAACP, were there any influential people that you looked at and wanted to portray some of their character in your life?
I would say, maybe Thurgood Marshall, you know, on a national level. He was very inspirational, and you know, many of our leaders on that realm, Shirley Chisholm and Donna Brazile. Just people like people like that were grassroots that started out, you know, and they just kept pushing until they, you know, had their influence on people. And of course, our dear Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, I can't tell you how many people that he affected. Just being having a third grade education. Sister Clara Muhammad holding down the line, you know, a real testimony of a Muslim woman. And that's all I could think of as early on coming up. Of course, you know, later on in life, I'm trying to think of a female that I aspire to. A lot of the poets, not so much. You know, of course, Maya Angelou, but a lot of the poets I couldn't really, understand a lot of where they were coming from until I got older, mm-hmm. and it was deeper. You know, then you can look into the deepness and the depth of what they were saying. A lot of their poetry and et cetera was explaining.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and Ida B. Wells, you know, a lot of our pioneers, Mary Bethune, they were just testimony of how the strength that we have as women and as a people. So that's all I can think of as. You know, the influences that resonated in my mind.
And that's interesting because as you were speaking, I'm going, and I know, as you say, history, I thought on, you know, those who when in fourth grade, I don't know why my mind went to landing on the moon, so to speak, and then those poets, when you mentioned poets, the poetry of different poets, and they're connected with the life that we were living. And I know you spoke of your parents being older as they transitioned. How they fared in your eyes, did it appear to be easy for them from your perspective now as a child? Like, things were easy. You didn't get that piano, didn't ask for it. But on an overall family life, would you say life was easy? Was there, because, and again, I'm thinking on the NAACP participation and your historian thinking self, was there something happening really, you know, like a backdrop in your mind?
That in my mind, yes. Not so much my parents, but my grandmom was like, she wasn't a civil rights leader or anything, or didn't participate in that, but I saw how she would speak up. Like if we were on the bus or something, and the conductor, they never told us to sit in the back or anything like that. But if anybody would be unjust in some way, she would just stand right up to them. You know, I noticed that in her as I was a child, and she would stand right up. I don't care who they were, but she wasn't like a rebel rouser or anything like that. But she did not bite her tongue. You know, and that's what stood out, that saying
right there, you know, the saying that you, the phrase that you use, she wouldn't bite her tongue.
No.
And it's amazing.
No, not at all.
Because we know what we're talking about, but for some people who are from somewhere else, kind of share with them. Where that is it a euphemism or where that phrase would come or that statement would come from?
Well, when you said, "Well, she doesn't bite her tongue," meaning that she didn't hold back. You know, she didn't hold back on when she saw. This is in general when you see an injustice, you just speak right up and you don't bite your tongue. Because I guess. You know, this is a phrase that we know of, and I guess people that don't know might think that it's a physical biting of the tongue. You know, but it's you know, no, it's not that. It's like you don't hold up on the words that are coming out of your mouth when you want to stand up for yourself. You know, you don't hold the tongue back. You know, and that's what that phrase means. We don't bite our tongue, or she didn't bite her tongue. That's what I've always gotten out of it. I didn't think, even as a child, I don't remember that it was a physical biting of the tongue. But people that don't know may think that. So that's, I'm glad you asked me to clear that up.
And there's so much, and I'm always told, you know, we have those South. I mean, born, raised South in Florida. And definitely I picked up on all those sayings, certain sayings from my grandmother, and my mother carried them on, and then she had some of her own, and my dad. And so we grew up just, we had, and me, go cut it. You know, we knew to hit the switch or just turn the lamp.
Right.
But praise be.
That's right. So like you said, we have something to add to the pot. Like, you know, America is supposed to be the melting pot of the world. So we have something to add to the pot that that people need to learn. Like Allah says, you know, he wants us to get to know one another. So we have something to add that's valuable as well. Not just our beautiful saying, not just our meaningful sayings, but now as an aside, at a place where I used to work, in fact, the last place, it was a young lady. of Caucasian persuasion, and they asked her what was she going to miss the most about as she moved on to another position in another state, and she said she's going to miss most about the job is Miss Pat's sayings. So just like she don't bite her tongue and the apple don't fall too far tree, and you know, different things like black don't crack, you know, all the things that we those euphemisms that we have come up with that we know what it means and it's meaningful, you know. She, and not only her, I'm sure people that didn't even say it were impressed by those sayings, and then especially when they know what it meant, or if I explain what it meant. They were very, very impressed by that.
Praise be to Almighty God. And it's amazing how children, as we grew up, and we're going to go to a pause right about now, and when we come back, and everyone, you're welcome to press 1 on your phone to come into the conversation, getting to know. These questions are because we're getting to know Patricia Nemo Muhammad. And she is the director of our Volunteer Human Resource Network, which is Eyes on Our Community. And who best have their eyes on our community who has a desire to help those in need, but by understanding what that social connect looks like, what does it mean, you know, through getting to know how one's culture, how they've been developed, or how they grew up, and understanding that in order to understand that their needs may be somewhat different than anyone else's, and they may have a different way of approaching the situation. So just getting to know people, a person with a social, that fine-tuned, I say fine-tuned, because you've gotten to know self, and you have a relationship with the Creator, and Patricia Nemo Muhammad is bringing that forward. You can definitely see that. So press 1 if you want to come into the queue and share comments or questions. We welcome you. We're going to go to a pause for the cause right here and now. Again, we thank Almighty God for this opportunity. We're here. We're in this together. And what am I referring to? We're in this life together. So at all times, we want you to join CWSC in its efforts to remake the world and, of course, into a better place. But together, we can remake the world. So we ask you to go to CWSC.us at any given time. And first, I'm going to say that big blue donate button is sitting right there. If you can, please, by all means, press on it and share what you've been blessed with to share. And at other times, you can go through the information and read. We're updating our system now. I'm thankful to say, praise be to Almighty God, the content that has been there from 2020. Now we're down into the next phase of the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. And those initiatives include us getting to know one another, and definitely those who are organized with others, connected with others, and getting work done. But what that work looks like, what is needed, how to go about improving, well, again, it comes right back down to every person. And then the connecting with the reason that we're connecting, rather, is to make improvement. And we say connect, communicate, and collaborate. So, again, go to CWSC.us. And after you join with CWSC, perhaps you want to join one of the intelligentsia components, and that includes the Model Community National Resource Directory, of course, Volunteer Human Resource Network, Leadership Development Council, Internship, National Leadership Advisory Council, Ambassadors, Speakers Bureau, Scholarship, the Bookstore, and now we have coming on, too, someone to be the director of our learning lab. So look forward to that information and that person coming on and taking the oath of office, as everyone who's a director has. And then we have the newest component is the Strategic Family Institute. co-directors, Halida Afa and Manira Habil Umar. And their facilitators assisting them is Latifa Hameen, coming with her contributions of leadership, and Jamal Dean Bilal, coming with his contribution. And they both are authors, and praise be to Almighty God. So that is what you have to look forward to, everyone, when you join CWSC. And, of course, the staff, as staff administratively, you can assist. That includes Mahasan Abdusalam, our analyst, our auditors, our accounting person. We can use help in all those areas. So please, please join CWSC. Go. You can email us at info@cwsc.us or dial 910-317-0297 at any given time. If you want to like us on Facebook, then like us by going to Facebook and typing in Community Wide Shura Conference. You can, of course, tweet us at capital CWS, lowercase H-U-R-A-A. Again, at CWSHURAA. We'll be right back, dear listeners. Thank you for your time being with us here. And thank Almighty God for your time being with us.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATPBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists. A modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nikhil Upda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
All right, and we are back, dear listeners, and we're coming to you. We love our family. I love my family, and I'm sure Patricia, you would say the same as we get our callers coming in. They're coming, getting ready to speak with you. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, dear listeners, we're going first to 314-833, and I know that number. That is none other than St. Louis, Missouri, Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum wa Jumma Mubarak, my brother.
Alaikum assalam wa Jumma Mubarak to you and my dear sister Martha Abdullah, and to your very distinguished guest, Sister Patricia Muhammad, and to your very distinguished radio listening audience there at AM 360 Radio. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, that the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost always. I would have been remiss if I hadn't called in. I tuned in, and I know that voice anywhere in the universe. She probably got a big smile on her face, Patricia Muhammad. I know that voice anywhere in the universe. Even though if I couldn't see her, I would know that that's Patricia Muhammad. First and foremost, I want to congratulate you on your new position as a director there at AM360, becoming a part of the AM360 family. I want to congratulate you and commend you. I know she's going to do an excellent job. That's who Patricia Muhammad is. She believes in excellence in whatever it is that she does. A very resourceful sister in all. And, you know, I was listening to you and Sister Martha, you know, talk about some of those old sayings, and they just brought up a couple of few that my grandmother went to the fifth grade in the Mississippi school, and she used to always say to us, and I think I probably was the best listener, you know, out of the siblings, she would say, you know, I ain't have much education, but I got a lot of mother wit. So, you know, when you two were talking about that biting your tongue and all, you know, there was one I'm quite sure both of you two can attest to. You don't believe that fat meat is greasy.
Yes.
You don't believe in fat meat is greasy. You know what that meant.
Yeah, my mother said, she went straight to it.
Yeah, yeah, you know. So you better pay attention to that, you know. In other words, when they say you know, you better believe what I'm telling you, because fat meat is greasy, and whatever I tell you, believe it, you know. So you stay out of trouble, you know, in that regard. And she used to always have a saying, you know, little or much, save something. Little or much, save something.
Okay.
She also had another saying. She said, baby, you make money, don't let money make you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a powerful one. My beloved brother.
Yeah,
that, my beloved brother here, Dr. Jamal Rashid, former talk show host here on AM360, Solutions for Critical Issues. I remember years ago I said that to him. He called me up later on and said, Brother Mark Shaheed, do you mind if I say that? I gave it. It doesn't belong to me. My grandmother gave it, and I just said. And he would oftentimes say what it was my grandmother had taught. Another one that was very profound, she used to always say, you can't clean dirt with mud. You can't clean dirt with mud. Another powerful one. You know, I could go on because my grandmother was a remarkable lady. She was a woman of much wisdom. And she used to, another one that she said, and you know, I plan on, inshallah, not a book, but maybe a pamphlet. And I thought about it, and I would title that pamphlet "Wow," just W-O-W. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a wordologist, and that W-O-W would be words of wisdom, words of wisdom. But one of the things, another thing that she said that was powerful, she says, keep your business to yourself, because once you give your business out, it's not your business anymore. Wisdom.
Okay.
I mean, you think about these things, but these are the type of things that came from our parents, our grandparents, and all. And also in terms of my grandmother and my mother, you know, the little poem in terms of there's good, better, and best. Never give it a rest until your good becomes your better and your better becomes your best. I always remember that, internalize that. And a lot of those things in raising my children, I have seven of them, I would impart those type of sayings to them. That sometimes they would, like, you know, children, you know, Allah has given them a curious nature, that's how they learn. And so sometimes I just would say it, and I wouldn't say anything else purposely, just to see if they would ask the question, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? You know, and that's what I want to hear, that natural curiosity that that Allah has put in the fitra, in the original nature. That's why we should never, when our children ask us questions, never shut them down. You know,
I mean,
if they are, Allah has given
we're
them.
We're gonna have to eat.
But let me just make. I'm gonna complete this this last sentence,
okay,
and I'm done.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
if Allah has blessed them with the ability to ask the question, they deserve an answer. That's for sure. Yeah, thank you so much,
my brother. Good hearing from you.
And good hearing from you. Like I say, that's a universal voice that you have. And you got a lot of wisdom there between you and my father. You all could create your own production.
Okay, well, maybe we'll collaborate. Maybe we'll collaborate on the concept that you put together.
Yeah, y'all could come up with all those things and create some more.
Some more, yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
love you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Love you too, my brother.
Love you too. Wow, that's it.
I had to write some of those down, and because some of them I haven't heard of, but they're great. And one that I forgot to mention, if we could, a good one for our family members that may be going astray, the young ones that think they slip. You're going to learn that a slow nickel beats a fast dime.
Now I never heard that one. But my mother would say, and Brother open the mic of 773-419, and I see you 347-336. That's Mahasan, and 773-449, and I'll hold on to mine if I can remember to say it when it's all said and done.
Okay, all right.
As-salamu alaykum wa Jumma Mubarak.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Sister Amir Muhammad Shahid. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Patricia.
Wa alaykum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. It was just ironic. I was sitting here. I said, I want to hear something inspirational. And I was searching the different blog talk prompts. And I heard some voice. It's a monster call your name. I said, oh, my goodness. I just want to acknowledge you on your position and well-deserved. And I didn't catch everything, but I hope and pray that I can can replay. But those old slangs were so pertinent, especially when we were growing up. And I know one brother that wrote a book, and he called it Old Slangs. And pretty much everything that we can think about, he had in that book. And so
we just grew up. I would like to get that.
Okay, I'm going to, as I was listening, he's in Atlanta, Georgia now, and I'll see if he still has it in print. But I'm telling you, that brother was so into them old slangs. It's just like they would just come off his head, just come out of his head. And he said, I'm going to put this in a book. And he's wrote several different publications. So I'll contact him and see, you know, if he have any, you know, available or if he can have some reprint, and then I can, you know, make sure that you get a copy. But just thanking you and for you are Patricia, who I know and is a Muslim Women in Action member, and I pray a lot that you do well in your position. I know you will, though.
Thank you. Good hearing from you. And if I need anything, I will be calling on you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. And you too, Sister Mark. That's all I got.
Thank you, dear. Amir, you know that was a drafting, right? On the spot drafting.
Well, you know what? We tried this before, Sister Mark. I think I never did hear anything from anybody, but you know what I say? Everything is in divine order. And when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Or you can reverse and say, when the teacher is ready, the student appears. So.
I mean,
I think you still have my number. if you don't, Patricia.
I'm gonna check it out.
Okay. All right. I will be looking forward to that call then. Okay. Juma Mubarak.
Juma Mubarak to you.
Thank you.
Alaikum assalam. Yes, I think it was on the day when you did your oath of office, Patricia, that we were Amira did offer her services. So alhamdulillah, so we have a lot to look forward to. That's a blessing. Keep it coming, everyone. Now we go to none other than our analyst, CWSC analyst, Ms. Hassan Abdul Salam. She needs no presentation, like I'm introducing you, right, Mahassan? But here in the Bronx of New York. Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam. I had to tap my mute button there, Sister Martha.
I know what you mean.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's so wonderful to hear and enjoy the Friday Roundtable, Sister Martha, put on by AM360. And greetings to your guests this morning. Alhamdulillah. I have a question that will help me. You know, I have a tremendous curiosity, and you've told me that's why you invited me on as a part of the advisory group to the board. As an analyst, my child-born curiosity, which was nurtured in my upbringing, has always been a source of guidance and direction in my life, and I'm grateful to Allah for giving me that, and my siblings and my family from two wonderful parents, my mother and my father, for nurturing. That's very important, and I'll make that recommendation publicly that all parents never forget the unending rewards that will come to you when you nurture the good that you find in your children, your offspring. It will come back to you. So our guest this morning is very intriguing to me in all that she has done, contributed in service to the work and the gift that Allah gave her. Before she finishes, I was wanting to know what her middle name, Nemo, meant. But my major question is, I'm curious as what has to been what has been the most valuable takeaways in the work of community engagement you have done. If you could name maybe the top three, it would be very interesting to me.
Yes, I think that was going to be one of the questions that Sister Martha was going to ask me, and I was going to go a little bit in depth if I could. The top one was a young lady. I don't know if I have the time to really go into it. I'll try to be as brief as I can. Maybe I'll just make this the only one because it's kind of long. Young lady from Liberia came to the estates to get a tumor removed at Cooper. The Cooper is down in Camden, New Jersey, and it's a big, famous hospital for cancer. Not as big as Sloan Kettering or anything, but it's pretty big. So she was able to get a medical visa, and her uncle, who lives in the state, sponsored her. And so she came over and got the tumor removed. And so she still had a year left on the visa, so she didn't have to go right back. However, the tumor, removal of the tumor left like a big scar, and, you know, she's was a 30-year-old teacher in Liberia. So she has a long life yet ahead of her. So now her family is saying, what about some type of plastic surgery? They had visions, I guess, that Cooper, when they moved the tumor, they were going to do the plastic surgery, everything all in one. But they said, no, we just removed the tumor. That's it. And the tumor, when, and I can describe it quickly, it's like if you saw Beauty and the Beast, the entire side of that one side there on the left side was just all blown out from this tumor. And so, you know, it was really an extensive, dangerous surgery, but they were able to do it. So anyway, fast forwarding, the client was referred to my company. Mm-hmm. And so I was, you know, what was referred to me as a social worker. So now out of the sky, I have to figure out how am I going to get some plastic surgery done pro bono. And that was my task. So I didn't know how I was going to do it. And Allah just guided me because I just started making calls. First of all, I connected with the, the assistant of the surgeon that had removed the tumor. And at first she was sort of, she didn't say it, but I could feel the body language through the phone. Are you serious? Somebody going to do pro bono or plastic surgery? That doesn't happen. You think they go to school all those years just to do stuff for free? Mm-hmm. And that's how I perceived her attitude. But I kept calling, talking to her. She said, "Well, I'll give you let me have you talk to the surgeon." Now the surgeon was very congenial, and he said, "Okay, I'll give you a couple names in New York. You can try it, but you know those are the big boys. I don't know." So I tried it, and fast forwarding, I was able to get a doctor. Lenox Hill Hospital in New York, Manhattan, to do the surgery pro bono. And the reason why they wanted to do a pro bono is because it was a surgery that they could record and go down in history. It was a rare surgery. So anytime they have something rare, you know, they want to get their name out there. This is what we did. And I just happened to Allah guide me to this person. Wanted to, I guess, be famous and get a name for himself. So they said, okay, well, we'll do the surgery pro bono, and that's what they did. And these doctors are dealing with the Mariah Careys and the Beyonce's, with the I'm not saying that they have plastic surgery, but I'm saying in New York, these are the big time plastic surgeons, and they did this child's. Plastic surgery pro bono, and I'm not saying that her face came out looking like Halle Berry, but it was nothing like it was all scarred up like that, you know, the way it was from the actual removal of the tumor. And so I got so much joy out of that, and I have before and after, but I have pictures of the times we would go back and forth to New York to the hospital because I would have to transport her. And it was just mind blowing how it all fell into place, and to show you the miracles of Allah. So that was the big one. And what was your other question, sister? Are you spellbound?
while my husband is probably trying to connect back with us, and I want you to include that because that was where we were going to go. Oh, my husband, I apologize. Okay.
No, that's okay. Again, I muted out because I'm busy. So pardon the delay coming back in. That's a whole story.
Were you able to hear me?
I heard everything that you said.
Oh,
and
that
was
just to even bringing that up. It's just tremendous. You know what I got out of that, and what the family and when dealing with people, and that brings me to another point. When you work with people, it's good to work with the whole person. When they say the whole person, this is another saying that we can put in our book, or Mark can put in his book. The whole person means the entire support system, the whole person around, everyone connected with the person, because it takes a village. And, so that's another thing to work with the
Patricia.
Entire family if possible.
Yeah. Sister Patricia, I'm really identifying
with what you were saying, because I have part of my career has been as a health proxy. And, you know, a health proxy is needed when others who have the need for health care, sometimes serious health care protocols, can't speak for themselves, right? And so the health proxy is positioned to take on that trust and to forward the interest of that person and get the results in meeting their health needs. So this is what I see, that you were gifted in your capacities, your God-given capacities, to be able to structure a situation where the surgeons were eager to do this work pro bono, and that they saw a mutual benefit and advancement in society, not only for the young lady who needed this work and couldn't afford it, but that in doing this, it would advantage them in their careers. And this has to do with something Sister Martha mentions a lot in our discussions about the 50-year plan. It exhibits a long-term perspective and value. That's why I was asking you what were the valuable takeaways for you in your career, because I'm sure that the experience of social work has availed you to many opportunities to go beyond the call of duty and to be blessed to achieve things that other people see as unachievable. So anyway, I'm going to stop right there. A very, very beautiful and very,
thank
very
you
touching
so much.
Story. Thank you.
Thank you. That did, Patricia, go right into, because that was where I was going to go with the question on, and we'll now ask you, what's your strategy, of your clients, that the clients that I'll refer to you and those that will be referred to you, and the process that we're going to use, I'll let you share that through CWSC and our connection with the rest of the community, and any other comments you'd like to share with us.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
as
you.
Far as the did you want me to share with the strategy you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I was thinking what my idea is to clients that might be referred to me is to do a short assessment starting with the demographics and, again, working with the whole person, getting any information on family support, religious institutions, involvement, because I'm sure we're going to be working with Muslims so we can connect to their imam or masjid, et cetera. But hopefully we are going to connect with some Christians, and we could contact their religious institutions for help, because a lot of them have some social services that they might assist with if they're involved in any religious institutions. And that's not the end all, of course. I would like to contact with whatever state they're in, contact their legislator, and you'll be surprised that the phones, the people that work for these senators and the assembly men and women, et cetera, They are employed to take calls, and you'd be surprised that sometimes they say, oh, well, you know, if I ask someone, they may say, well, we got 50 calls this month. That's it? Because people don't realize they can call their local legislator with an issue and get some type of referral. It may not get solved, but at least someone is hearing you. So they have people waiting by the phones. They have people waiting by the phones to take these calls and these issues, and they don't promise you a rose garden, but at least they promise to let your legislator hear what your issue is. So
So that's what I would do. I would contact the legislator and try to get a referral, you know, for some type of services. So that would be the first step. Was that clear, Sister Martha? Or did you want me to elaborate?
Yes, that was very clear, and that's I can see the effectiveness of that because the many times we say it in a you know, in a general sense of what needs to be done, but that strategy right there, it forms a bond with the community by saying we know that there are individuals that are in need, but the barrier, where is that barrier? And it's just in our not knowing how to, we know what we need or pretty much close to it, but how to get there, how to get those needs served. And not
yeah,
to
gotcha.
Put it all on you as the director, but just informing
yeah.
allows one to contact you, and then you can, you know, of course, as you just stated, you then can direct individuals how to get
yeah.
it done. As those who are
gotcha.
Unable to, you know, incapable in any way, then they can get assistance
right.
through that. And like you say, the faith basis, yes,
mm-hmm.
We know that's the first contact
that would
be my
first. I would, yes, sure. That's what I would. I would. That
and,
would be
and,
my first avenue.
And two, and as I'll state it this way too, in addressing that, what we're saying is our spiritual demeanor is our first strong point, and we're saying it
mm-hmm.
without saying it. To a person,
yes.
that you know, your
mm-hmm.
church, you may think it's money, you may think it's friendship, you may think it's your job, you may think it's your home or your cars or whatever your assets have come to be, but it is truly
uh-huh.
your spiritual connection and then those particular things.
Right.
All praise be to Allah.
All praise be
we
to Allah.
We have another caller
and
here,
and
Patricia. Praise be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
I apologize.
And it's not to put all the, if any imams are listening, it's not to put all the weight on you, because I can hear someone now saying, oh, here we go again, another burden for us. No, you know, people, because I hear imams saying how people call them all during the night, you know, with problems, and it's not that. It's that you would assign someone in your congregation, so to speak, to handle these type of things. It might be your secretary or whomever. Not your wife. We don't want to put all the weight on your family, because it's the whole
I
person.
Mean.
We don't want to break the whole family down. You know, well, if not you, maybe your wife. No. You know, whether it's someone else in your community that would just handle this, and then we would just take it from there, you know, have a contact person. Yeah, so go ahead.
Praise
be to
Allah.
Sorry, just, mm-hmm.
Oh, That's quite all right. I'm loving this, and I pray the audience is too. Let's go to 225-444, and I think this is our dear sister Rashida from New York.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa Jumma Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam. Jumma Mubarak to the believers, all the believers, Sister Martha and Sister Patricia. I want to say to you, congratulations. You know it takes a village. And I've been
yes.
missing in action, but it takes a village to do this. And alhamdulillah, we are all holding on to the rope. And I'm going to leave it right there. May Allah bless you and guide you to get your village together. And we are your village. I am here. I got to reach
Thank
out because I have to come up to par, you know, and it takes some
yes,
time.
Yes.
It does not happen overnight. And it's
yes,
just a
ma'am.
And at my age, I don't know where you are, but to me, I have to speak of myself. At my age, it's so beautiful that Allah give us every day to move forward on the deen, to be pleasing to Him, working in the cause. So
yes, ma'am.
Congratulations,
may
Allah bless you. Just
mm-hmm.
hold on to that rope
Thank
and be all on
yes.
that rope together. Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
I miss
you, Salam. Thank you for the energy.
I love
Thank you.
You
for the energy.
I
love you.
And then another one for Mark's
uh-huh.
book. Oh boy, I had it on about one of our sayings. Another saying
uh-huh.
for Mark's book. Well, we have, as the sister mentioned, age. we're going to have time to rest when we're in the grave.
I hear you. It was like, uh-oh, others are probably teeter-tottering on that one. Let's say, we can't stop now, right, at any time.
That's right. Can't That's a stop. Good one. That's a good way to put it.
Okay, we go to another.
The rest.
Yeah, I mean. We have two more. So we go to the AM360 Emeritus, CEO Emeritus, none other than Dr. Aisha Kareem, calling all the way from Stockton, California. Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak.
Yeah, Juma Mubarak to all of the listeners, and to Sister Patricia. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, just briefly, like you said, calling from California. Was up late last night trying to get some work out here. But I want to say again to Sister Patricia, thank you, and congratulations to you for
thank
your valuable
you, sister.
Contribution. Thank you very much. And as always, to our dear Sister Martha, thank you so much for your service. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you and love you.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Thank you. I'll just continue to listen. Kind of late here because it's early in California.
I was just saying that it's about 6 or 7. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you again so much. And look forward to your service. Thank you. Your continued contribution. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sis.
You're welcome. Assalamu alaikum. All right. Now we go to Mahasan is back. Mahasan Abdussalam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Again, this is such a wonderful interview. And Sister Patricia, the depth of the experience that you're bringing to us is just amazing because over time, I can see the Sister Martha has acquired such expertise in matching needs with resources in the growth of our community. I'm not surprised that the idea for the 50-year plan has come through her. She has this continual interest and concern for our overall evolution. So I'm happy also because of what you just described as a sort of training in preparation for more efficient use of our human resources. And Sister Martha has emphasized so much in her national traveling and presentations and attending and becoming familiar with the various ummahs or masjid community, how important it is for us to focus, target, and develop our human resources. Our answer to our needs lie within our organization. So I'm looking forward to a big growth spurt. I'm anticipating with your kindness in coming to join the team here at CWSC and work with us and help us evolve. Alhamdulillah. I wanted to thank you again. Mm-hmm.
And I think you asked me what does ni'mah mean. Was that you that asked me that?
What? Yes, your middle name?
Ni'mah, yes. Mm-hmm. What does it mean, you said?
Yes, could you spell it, please?
Well, oh, yes, N-I apostrophe M-A, Nipma.
Nipma.
And it's a surname, it's like Nemat, you know, Nemat is like a first name, but
yes.
Nipma is a surname. And what it means is the Allah's blessing. And,
Allah.
and I often tell people, you know, it's not an automatic blessing, you have to work for the blessing, you know, and it so means to be in Allah's grace, and that's fine, but you have to work for that, you know. It's not just okay, I think I'm going to take this name and I'll always be in Allah's grace. I know.
It doesn't work like that.
Yes, ma'am. So that's basically what it means.
Oh, this is enriching, you know, because we are looking like the time to be grateful is talking about literacy and words making people. And we've witnessed, we've lived long enough to see the outgrowth, the impact of words on us. It's provided a wonderful transformation, those who have taken advantage of it. So thank you for going into the detail about this beautiful name, Alhamdulillah Ni'mat, the great
Allahu
Akbar. Thank you, Sister Martha.
You're welcome, my sister, and we will be connecting, of course. That's Mahasan Abdul Salam. And we generously, you know, I've been waiting for that special moment. Forgive me, everyone, I go off into this a little bit. Mahasan Abdul Salam has, I don't know if I can even give the space to her background as well. And all of us are helping one another. And I often, as she said, I often say to her, you know, that the spaciousness of this work, that her ability to assess things is always right there. She's always wanting to fine-tune. And so, alhamdulillah, we go through our discussions. We go into it, needless to say. And the beauty of it is that because we're both sincerely concerned of how to reach the goal of remaking this world and not just letting it be words on a piece of paper or just a thought in our head. So praise you. And that's what everyone who's come now to be directors and who were at the beginning of this effort perhaps couldn't see what the vision was there, but could not see the how-to. And praise be to Allah. We all have our part to put into it as Allah wills. And so the time that is taken now to get this process connected and our communication in force and our collaboration now right at the doorway of that, and we can see it unfold, everyone. And we pray that you, when we say join CWSC, that you realize and appreciate what you have to offer. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Mahasan, and we will give that time too for her to be on the CWSC Friday Roundtable and given that time to express herself without being on a timetable of 2 minutes, 2 minutes or three.
Mashallah.
But truly, it is an, you know, this is history. History is being made every second of the day, and it's by Allah's will. So thank you, Mahasan, for what you're contributing as well.
Very, very welcome. Thank you for kindness. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. All right. So today, for anyone who has joined us after the 9 o'clock hour and did not hear who we've been connecting with this morning and communicating with, and that is Patricia Ni'mat Mohammed, because I've been saying Nima, but Ni'mat Mohammed. And I'm specifically saying Mohammed, and I'm sure, you know, the spelling, everyone, is very indicative of the connection with Imam Warithuddin Mohammed. So, Patricia, any words you want to share with us as she is our CWSC, Volunteer Human Resource Network. And you hear the word network. And she is Eyes on Our Community. She's doing that from that focus, Eyes on Our Community. So please, just pitch in. So we will be contacting Sister Amira Mohammed from, I believe, is it Chicago, Illinois? Is it Illinois?
Yes.
But praise
Chicago.
Be to, okay. All right. So praise be to Allah. Patricia, to you, please share with us your any thoughts you want to share.
Well, I can just, one final thought is I just pray that I'm the inspiration that you pioneers that started this, Sister Aisha included at the head of it, that prayed for the roots that you planet to make this tree, or here we go with another saying, to make this tree grounded. I'm just hoping that I'm an answer to your prayer, and I could be one of those branches on the tree that, you know, keeps the tree sustainable. And I just wanted to make a final comment is with this particular committee, I'm just hoping that it ends with hope. And when I say to a client, well, I hope I was able to help you, it's going to just go deeper than hope. It's going to be having only positive experiences. And maybe I might even say that to them. I'm hoping that you have only positive experiences with this talk with me or with this working with us. I'm hoping we were able to help you. But having only positive experiences with the this committee is my prayer. So that's about all that I have to add right now. So we'll see how it works. We'll see how it works when we get the ball rolling, you know. But that's the picture, that's the plan, and we'll see.
I mean, and everyone, if you were on last week with Imam Bashir Ali, was it last week? Yes, and that was following the conference in Orlando. We want to keep referring to that because that has become the impetus or the beginning or the redeveloping process for our connecting with one another. And so the process takes all of us to do, and when I say do our part, that means ask ourselves, am I connected, first of all, with the best reservoir and or the best resource, and that is the Creator? And then ask, how can I become more useful? And it said the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said the best of you is the one who's most useful to society. So even when we, as we speak to our children about keeping themselves groomed, they may not see that as being a contribution to society, but it is, because keeping ourselves groomed, keeping ourselves clean, keeping ourselves, you know, I'm speaking physically, that means we're not, you know, odorous around others. We're not neglectful of ourselves and being obscurely looking when we are seen by others. That's a contribution. And then we go into our educational self. We have to become knowledgeable, connect with the sciences, the studies of creation, and evolve on whatever level that is. And then, of course, with the community, be giving, be charitable, be to Almighty God, and there's much, much more. But with CWSC, that's the center of what we are, who we are, and why we are. So every person is important. And, of course, with the board of directors, we're thankful for Imam Omar Shakir, Dr. Aisha Kareem of the executive committee, and our advisors, of course, as Hassan mentioned, she's the analyst, CWSC analyst. And then we have Aliyah Abdulrahman. You remember her, host here on CWSC Friday Roundtable, and Jamal Dean Bilal. And, of course, William Kareem with helping with CWSC, even though he's director of the Leadership Development Council and Internship, he's definitely a big, big-time advisor, helping me, myself personally, with devising a strategy of meeting with different persons. And I'm on the East Coast, and our task is to meet and greet. Simply do that first. Meet and greet everyone who's involved with the leadership of Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, from the leadership of Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, Rahimullahu Lay. And, of course, then there are layers to our meeting and greeting with other entities, community organizations, keeping it connected with the neighborhood. And then the center is Imam Omar Shakir's part, and the West Coast is Dr. Aisha Kareem's part. So if you get a call from them and they began to do the meet and greet, whether it's in person or on Google Meet or on Zoom, however it is. And, of course, then with a director of the think tank, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, I failed twice at doing this Zoom part thing on the fourth Saturday of the month. So please, by all means, we're going to direct ourselves to Google Meet. So I don't know what that says about Zoom or about me, but my difficulty, I'll put it right there where it lands, my difficulty to ensure that it opens up and allows individuals to come in and then the meeting go on. But Imam Wali Ayub Bilal is not held back because he comes every Wednesday on Halal Industries, Do For Self, and praise be to Allah, he's expressing quite well where he wants to start and how it's going to be moved forward, how it's going to progress, the think tank on economics. So we have many that have their ideas, and another advisor is that of Imam DeLacy Umar of Melbourne, Florida. Definitely a strong proponent economics and is obviously already working in that area with his own business. And I won't go into what the items are, but just know that he's definitely economically inclined. Another is Muhammad Sharif. He definitely comes with his advice. Many advisors, we've just drafted you in because you've contributed in that way. When you call with questions, you call with comments of advice, then we see you as an advisor and we take heartily to what you have to share. So please, by all means, dial 910-317-0297. If you have any comments or any advice to us or critiquing us, it's what we need. That helps us to excel, and that means that you're a part of the excellence that we're looking for, inshallah. Today is Juma, and our Juma information, where we'll be connecting with Imam Musa Abdul Ali, the Imam of the Yusuf Shah Islamic Center here in Mount Vernon, New York. And that is the territory of Muhammad Sharif and his wife, Sharifa Muhammad. So praise be to Almighty God. We bring greetings. How do you do that? We bring greetings from CWSC, so anyone connected with CWSC, to the community of the Yusuf Shah Islamic Center. I had the pleasure of meeting him last weekend, weekend before last, in Orlando, Florida, and all the other imams. But we are going to be connecting with him today. Last week, we connected with our ongoing, hardworking Imam Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York, and all of our directors. You're going to get a chance to hear them from the side that you perhaps don't hear all the time, and that is their personal selves, as Patricia was pointing out. Thank you, Patricia, for doing that, you know, and the cultural self is, you know, that's the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are three ways of getting to know one another, and you really get to know one when, first of all, you know, you're living with them, socializing with them, and working with them and doing business with them. And there's one other, I know I'm missing it, but you get the picture. So mm-hmm. when travel. Instead of, what is it? Travel. Thank you. Travel, yes. So the enduring process means that you learn a person, not to change them, but you're getting to know them, and then perhaps each one is influencing the other to the good. So alhamdulillah. I'm going to end right there and with our sharing of our song, our dear Imam here in the Bronx from Brooklyn, Abdul Wali Shahid, Humanity, you know, I played that. And then last but not least, Imam Abdul Rahman Hatim, I think out of California, his music, You've Got to Be Thankful. So with that, if we don't have any other persons on here pressing one, let me see here. Then we're going to go right now. The numbers mm-hmm. I see still up here with the hands up are still the ones who have spoken. If you, mm-hmm. I'm going to go to our music. Patricia, you're fine. I don't want to end. I want to and not forget. You. Oh, okay. I apologize. I started on the Juma Imam Musa Abdul Ali, and that should be, mm-hmm. I think, 1:10 p.m. So come back at 1 p.m., everyone. 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And yes. That will be with Masjid. Thank you so very much. Alhamdulillah. Because that's your territory, right? No, you're in New Jersey.
I'm in New Jersey. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I can literally say I walked to Patricia, and the last comment is on Prince Mohammed. I tell you all, you know, we love him greatly. We, Patricia, you know you had to share him with us, right?
Yes, I sure did. I know. And he loves it. You know, he loves it too.
Praise be to Allah. So give him a big hug for us and let him know that we're thinking of him all the time.
I sure will. And I want to just leave with, this is for everyone, that we remember how sad we were when our imam passed, but he gave us so much, and we want to give him a good future, inshallah. But I would just want us all to say to ourselves, because of our work, when I leave this earth, I want even the undertaker to be sad.
Praise be to Allah.
That's how much of an impact that we want to make on this earth.
Man. Ooh, praise be to Allah. Yes. I can sense the gravity of that.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
So
thank you so much.
So, Jumama Barrett family, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for being at this round breakfast table without the breakfast. I mean, without... I had my cup of coffee.
Oh, me too. That's about it. Now we got to go make us some grits and eggs.
Ooh, what you say? I know you're right.
All right now.
All right. So I'm going to go now to our song, Please Everyone, Humanity. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely in charge, but for all the atrocities, but we know where our attention is focused right now. We're not forgetting the other countries that are being attacked as well. But we know what is in front of our faces, and that is on the Gaza Strip, there, Palestine and Israel, and to the human family. May Almighty God bless the hard heart to be lifted and softened and be seen of the best that they can do to contribute. See the error of their ways is what I want to say.
Amen,
so inshallah.
Amen.
So here goes the brother, Abdul Ali Sahib. He said, we keep asking the question and we keep waiting for God to save us.
Someone's in danger, but we keep And any way you can, you got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Cubs, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night and friends that last forever and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, the stars that light the night.